That because I was quickly going to take his perspective on this as we wait for Naughty to join us. So this morning, what we can do is we can start. Is better now? Okay, great. No, it's not. It's not. But I mean, we can also start off with our phones 0302216541. It's been such a long time. We have been engaged on phones. So what do you think? How are you parenting your children in this social media era where a lot of things are in their face? What are you doing to make sure that you don't blame the tool? And yet again, you end up not losing the values that you really wanted to impact and inculcate in your children. So we want to have a look at that. 0302216541. You can give me a call while we have this fixed. Okay, our problem hasn't gone away. So we still haven't had it. Okay, so Naughty has also joined us. No. Achami Kami, could you kindly turn off your microphone if you have it on? Please turn it off for me. And let's see if we can speak with Naughty. Hello, Naughty. Good morning to you. Okay, we're having difficulties here. Now, the joy of every parent is to see their children cheerful and happy. And to achieve this desire, every parent needs to ensure that their children are given nutritious foods that has the essential nutrients and multivitamins which can promote their welfare. One of such nutritious beverages is Vitamilk Soy Milk Drink. Vitamilk Soy Milk is made from natural soybeans, which is a good source of plant protein, vitamins B1 and B2. Vitamilk has no artificial coloring, no artificial flavorings, and no preservatives. And for over 20 years in Ghana, Vitamilk Soy Milk has been consistent with its product quality, sumptuous taste. And its vital nutritional benefits. Choose Vitamilk Champ for your children because it has plant proteins and it is nutritious, amazingly delicious and satisfying. Vitamilk also comes in its regular soy milk drink, Vitamilk Energy, the multi-cereal with no caffeine, Vitamilk Choco, Vitamilk Banana, Vitamilk Strawberry. It comes in the 250 mils and the 1 liter Tetra Pak. Vitamilk is indeed a nutritious beverage that feels good anywhere, anytime. Ask you, are you a customer of Enterprise? If not, then this is the best time to join the Enterprise family because guess what? Enterprise is excited to roll out their new loyalty program, Enterprise Advantage Points. Now, enterprise customers can rack up points and score awesome rewards just by making purchases, renewing policies, and more, all through their self-service portal or the Enterprise Advantage app. Just log on to your account, access Advantage points, and start earning points for rewards like airtime, Momo, and more. Visit myenterprisegroup.net.gh or download the Enterprise Advantage app to get started. Join the Enterprise family now and purchase a policy today to enjoy this exclusive offer. Enterprise Advantage points, because nothing you do should be pointless. Enterprise, your advantage. Having real difficulties here this morning. I guess they're ready on Zoom. And our technical team is working round the clock to have this challenge resolved. Give us a few minutes. The conversation will be underway. But ahead of that, you can give me a call on 0302216541. Tell me how you're navigating this parenting road. With social media right here, we are learning. It's not going anywhere, so you better get yourself equipped. My colleague Emily and I were having conversations. Now she's a step ahead. She has been forced to download Snapchat. And now she's snapping. Emily, how are you? How are you this morning? Good morning to you. Have a lot of young people in our team, and they're opening our eyes to a lot of things. They teach us a lot, and we're humble enough to learn, you know. We're humble enough to learn. One more time, Ochame Kwame Notedua, can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? Are your microphones on? Because I can't get any feedback from you. Obviously, their microphones are on. Great. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Okay, yay. Good morning. Good morning, Naughty. How are you?
Oh.
We've been challenged this morning, but glad we've gotten this resolved. Okay.
Yeah, apologies. I've been on for a while. But
yes, like we were having challenges here. Okay, great. Achame, I was trying to find out from you what you made of the statement I read. And then we can come to Naughty. Achame Kwame, is your microphone on? We can hardly hear anything. Oh, dear Lord. Can we try you again? Hello? Okay, I can hear you, Naughty. Okay, so then we'll start with Naughty. Naughty, can you hear me? Please speak, let's hear you. Ah, a while ago you were teasing Ochiave, now I can't hear you too.
Oh,
cool. Okay, great, now I can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear now.
Okay.
Wow, great. Okay, so last week we had a conversation on finding out if our children were on social media. And Ochame Kwame joined us with his children and they told us that they were on social media. I know you keenly followed the conversation. And then you sent us those messages about the fact that there's a very thin line between social media and social murder. And so this morning we said we wanted to have a whole conversation on how are you parenting your child in this social media era? And to start with that, I'd like to find out from you what you, I mean, we just read an article that also says that social media is not the problem. The problem is our inefficiencies, maybe as parents, on managing the tools and how to effectively use them so that we don't feel like we're losing our children to social media. Do you think social media is a problem?
Right. I believe this is coming to me and I hope you can hear me.
Yes, it is. Yes, we can hear you very well.
Okay. So last week I listened to you guys. I was struggling to go for a very early morning walk and listening to you while trying to catch up with the guys. But the important thing, you see, most of us like binary arguments, black or white. But there's so much by way of shades of gray. Okay. So it's not a binary discussion as to social media is good. Social media is bad. Like you said, and like you read from the article, it's a tool. It's an aid. Same way as a lecturer can use PowerPoint, so I'm using Zoom now. It's a bad aspect of using Zoom, as we are learning this morning. And we must know how for it being into the pitfall. So that's what we're going to be talking about. And that's why I also have the flip side is
okay, now this challenge, I think it's your network. Because it's not stable. We keep losing you. But let's go on.
Really? So should I start again?
Yes, no, please go on. Go on.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is that when I say social murder, you see, we must understand what social is, what socialization is, right? So as soon as a tool that brings together social, how do people interact? What are the rules of that engagement? And to extend that social media. Now, to the same extent that it can do, we're talking about, and I don't want it to become a binary where people are going to argue as to whether it's good or bad. It's a tool, right? It's a tool and how the craftsman uses the tool. And last week I heard a lot of good things have done with that. We're also on. And they explained how this has helped them. So, and the parents are being to use this tool to the best at maximizing the damaging effect.
Oh,
I think she should.
Yeah, Note, this is pretty difficult because we can hardly follow the conversation. There are too many breaks. I don't know, maybe.
Really?
Yes, there are so many breaks.
Let me reconnect.
Okay, please reconnect, and then let's see if we are able to do. Yeah, otherwise, this is a very important conversation, and if it's that bad, then we may have to reschedule. What's happening? We may have to reschedule the conversation and make sure that we're having the conversation and ensuring that our audience are benefiting properly from it. Oshami, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clearly.
I think your connection is pretty stable.
Okay.
Yeah. I will just want to ask you, have you experienced any downsides when it comes to social media and how you're parenting your children? You have allowed them to be on social media with all the controls, the monitoring and all that. But have you experienced any downsides?
Lots of them. It's an ongoing experience. Every week there's a downside. Maybe every week is a bit much, but every month. I mean, even me as an adult, I have a business to run. I have work. I have to learn, take time to research. And sometimes I pick up my phone and then I go and scroll aimlessly on Instagram for 45 minutes. I have to catch myself. Say, hey, what am I doing? Let alone the kids. So my children have certain hours of screen time or social media engagement that they have every week. Now, sometimes they will come and request that even though that time is over, they want to use the gadget to do research for homework. And if you creep behind them, you see that it has ended on Snapchat, you know, or somewhere else. It happens almost every time. And it happens.
So I mean, so as a parent, right, how does that bother you and how are you managing it?
It doesn't, but I mean, you know, we are sort of nurturing our children to become responsible.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I'm just trying to do three things. Teach them how to work, to learn a trade so that you can exchange it for money when you are older. How to be responsible, how to relate to people, and how to be happy. These are just the things that I am trying to do as a parent.
Mm.
And it is impossible for me to teach them all these things without problems. So every time maybe they veer off into watching something that they are not supposed to watch or going over their boundaries, it's a great opportunity to bring them to these four, you know, items. Say, when you promise, you need to deliver on your promise. You promise that you're using this thing for schoolwork. Now you are on TikTok. Then there will be an apology, a promise for it not to happen again. Then we move on. Or if during months that I realize that they have been very consistent with going through their promises, I will take them out and buy them a nice meal when I realize that they have been responsible, to reward them.
Mm.
You know, so it is. I think that in life, going up in life, the upstage in life, is impossible without a problem. That's why when you go to school from class one to class two, you are given an examination to pass you into class three.
Okay.
So the gadget in their hands is also an examination. It is also a problem, a Satan in the midst for them to overcome. Because if you hide it away from them or you restrict them from engaging it, and they grow up to find out that it is amazing, that is when their brains cannot deal with it.
Okay.
There are some of the rules that we have about the use of social media that I don't compromise. One is putting the phone or the tablet down 1 hour before you sleep. So they go to sleep at 10 o'clock. 9 o'clock, all phones are in my room. Okay. Or tabs are in my room. That is the week where they have been irresponsible. But if they've been responsible, I don't mind. If I catch myself, I'll go and look into their rooms and see if they are learning, reading a storybook, sitting down quietly, or lying down quietly, waiting to fall asleep. You know, but 1 hour before you go to bed, the phone is a no-no, because I do not want entertainment to be on their minds as
they're going to bed.
And wake up on Monday with music, a movie, a dance, or something on their minds whilst they go to school in the morning to go and start working, when their brainwave is already in entertainment mode.
Okay, so what I gather from you is that it's a lot of, you have to be present.
Yes,
and
monitoring.
And not leave anything to chance.
Not at all.
Okay, great. Let's see if we can hear from Note. Note, are we better now? Hello?
I can hear you. I followed everything.
Okay, great. I think you sound better now. Hopefully it's stable and then we can go through with it. Okay, so we'll pick up from where we left off.
Yes. So I'm hearing Ochiami saying all the right things and pushing all the right buttons. Can you still hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. And he's, you see, it's like a rose with its thorns. Beautiful flower. Nice petals, lovely fragrance, or, you know, but it has thorns. And he's a parent who is very, very aware of the thorns. And he's managing that. Mm. So that's why I say, let's not look at it as black or white. Let's manage the shades of gray. So we have a wonderful tool with great potential. It can give us shortcuts. It can give us resources. It can bring us together. Now let's understand the dangers. Right? Over-dependence, for example. So as a parent, you're sitting there, maybe you have a gadget which allows you to monitor. So you think you're covered. Don't forget, our kids are kids of this generation, right? It's almost as if they were born with an affinity for the phones, for the gadgets, for the social media platforms. So they are ahead of us. Mm. So your parenting has changed. You can have a child who has Edem's rules at home, but she's also watching something or listening to somebody else thousands of kilometers away and following their rules and their values, and therefore challenging yours. That is why you must be in the picture. Be aware, be on board. Let me give you an example, Edem. There are parents who, from very early on, are showcasing their kids on social media. From first birthday, from birth to whatever. So we actually usher them into this unknowingly, unconsciously. Your child does a little dance at a party and it goes viral amongst your friends and maybe even further. So you've already baptized them in social media, right? They have, should I say, a craving for it. And it is for us to teach them the boundaries, like Ochiami is saying, and start to understand where it cuts and damages the social protections. Mm. So for example, how do you introduce your child to a friend or to anybody? And how does your child, what is their self-concept? Where do they build their self-esteem? You could be praising your child at home. We can see where the problem starts to develop. You may be a middle-class family or maybe a bit lower than that, but your child is consuming content that makes them yearn for things, and therefore you are a deficient parent in their eyes. Mm. And that may be the seed for rebellion. Okay? So you now start to look at it. Don't forget that most of the things we see on social media are lovely, filtered, curated perspectives of life. Mm. Okay, yeah. Somebody can show you a car that isn't even theirs. So our duty as parents really is to navigate this and make sure that we are equipped and able to protect our children and guide them. Ochiamin talked about screen time and collecting phones at a certain time. Great stuff. Sometimes if you've done it well enough, the phones will be handed in. Not so, Adam.
Indeed.
You don't have to go collect.
No.
The rule is internalized, do you see? Okay. You are available, visible, responsible. Then your children also start to now pass this on to each other. And a child, mommy, you have your phone. I'm telling you why. Because there are boundaries and rules to this. And we need to start understanding. A parent being present also means that if your child is now, experiencing damaging effects. Mm. So somebody is being bullied or being shamed. Maybe you have a very plump child. You have no problem with your body. But somebody is bullying your child, shaming your child, social media. Your presence means you have the ability now to stop damage, to be that content and sites and place help you manage this. So that's what we're talking about.
Great. You also talked about who is socializing your child. Especially so on social media, which is what we are talking about. Can you share some perspectives into that as well with us?
Socializing means that you understand the rules. Pardon?
Okay, we were beginning to... The network was beginning to dance around again.
I can hear you.
Yeah. Okay, let's go.
Am I back?
Yes, you're back.
Okay. When you select the group they belong to. Okay? So belonging is important.
Okay.
If that belonging is challenged, then your child is being socialized differently. So a parent's ability to now teach the child the rules of the group, the society, the culture in which they belong is socializing. And I'm saying that if somebody else is teaching your child that your rules are wrong, your values are wrong, and by virtue of a tool that gives immediate contact and sometimes prolonged contact, you have a challenge, right? So you may go to work, you may travel, but this person or this tool has your child and is able to socialize them on a regular prolonged basis and sometimes with intensity. So that is where the socialization challenge comes in. That is where the social murder comes in. Okay, I come to your house, I greet. There are exchanges that show who I am. Those things can be missing or even deleted, right? Or distorted on social media. So you're talking to me now, you know I'm male, Adam, and I can be on social and decide I'm female. Your child will not know that. So the kind of boundaries and the social potential social damage is what we need to be mindful of. There are children listening to us now, and there are children watching and listening to other things earlier than even 6 a.m., Adam.
Yeah, that's
right?
True.
And you might be asleep. So this is essentially what we're talking about. And, you know, equipping the children with their skills, equipping yourself as a parent with the skills is important. If you as a parent rush to show and, you know, publish everything about yourself, even some of those that should not be public, then your child picks that up. What is the child seeing on your Facebook handle? What is the child seeing on your Twitter that is feeding into their socialization? So this is the important thing that I'm trying to get across, that parents who are present, active, responsible, can now harness this tool to better socialize their children, get feedback on whether their children have actually internalized these rules and values and actually manifest them. The same way you have a screensaver, Adam, children can have a screensaver. Okay, you see one thing at home, but their behavior online and elsewhere is guided by these things I'm talking about. So it's important to be in there and monitor. You may have a very good value and understanding and appreciation for money and resources. Social media may be teaching your child that you're just stingy. In fact, you are poor. A friend of mine tells me that her child talks to her about her mother's poverty mentality. Okay? He says, "Mommy, I saw your pictures. You didn't have footwear. You didn't have slippers. Gosh, Mom, you guys were poor." Okay? But her mom has a way of bringing it round, swinging it round. And now her daughter asks questions about her mom's childhood and is eager to understand why her childhood was not deprived and why her mother can actually, look back with fond memories. But she started by telling her mother, "Mom, you guys were poor. Your parents were mean." Okay, so getting that context right and tuning the wavelength properly, because you have a child who's just looking for quick money and quick comfort with no values, no consequences. And we're seeing a lot of that, unfortunately, Adam.
Okay, so we agree. And I think we all established that even from last week. And it's been reiterated this morning that the tool is not bad, or the tool is not the problem. It is how we use it. But the more we have these conversations, the more, should I use the word scary or complicated, it is. Because you may think that you're covering the grounds, but then different angles could be popping up that you're not very much aware of. The time that you allow them to have the gadgets, to be on social media and all, how much of what they are consuming can you even control? Because for you, it is, you can use it around this time, you can do this, I've tried to explain things to you. But you know, last week we also mentioned here that things sometimes get suggested to you. Just like that. You haven't subscribed. And then it gets suggested to you. And some of them could be very interesting. Okay. And then you might want to follow through. Then deeper things along that line that probably are not... right for your consumption. Exactly. Will be suggested to you. And then you can become neck deep into it. So how do you manage these things, especially so the time that you are allowing them to be? And remember that, Naughty, when you have teenagers especially, at some point in time, you will definitely have to give them a bit of privacy, a bit of time to themselves, to discover themselves and be. You can't be in their face and on their case 24/7.
Exactly.
So how do you manage that one as well?
Okay.
In you my see, home, what works is that they are policing each other because there are four of them. So they police each other.
Exactly. Let me say something, Adam.
Yeah.
If you add the letter R to parents, you very quickly get partner.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, what Ochiame is describing, what you are describing, is partnership. Okay? Partnership. It's a two-way thing. You are monitoring them, you are guiding them, you are schooling them, you are socializing them, and they must be partners and not competitors in this. Do you see?
Mm.
So why are your kids checking each other? Because they are partners, they are stakeholders, and they understand. Somebody's child had a vape, if you know what a vape is, right?
Yeah.
These e-cigarettes and things, these, yeah. Vape online, Adam.
Hmm.
Okay. And had it delivered home. What do you do? Is it not the same media platforms that expose the child to this?
Exactly.
And then the person also wanted to demonstrate their purchase and its use for their friends to see. And that is where the alarm came. because somebody spotted something and reported it. So add the R and become a partner, firm but friendly. In last week when I was walking, I was typing furiously, and I told you parenting styles are important. There are parents who parent with limits and no freedom, very harsh, rigid, and therefore you get rebellion. No,
internet
limits without freedom. I'm sure some people know parents who are like that. No chance. If you got some freedom, then you broke jail, right? There are parents who have freedom within limits. And I think Ochiame is sounding like that. Freedom within limits. You can go to the party, you can use the social media, but if you cross this boundary, there's a consequence. Okay? I started with limits without freedom, and I'm talking about freedom within limits. Okay?
Yeah.
And then the last one is the parent who has freedom without limits. Find your way. Grow up by yourself. Mm. Go and come. So long as we live in under one roof,
because
we're fine.
That's how they grew up.
Okay. That's how they grew up. Let's
say, ask you, have I turned out bad? Forgetting the times are different.
Yes. So this is essentially what we're approachable. And don't be shocked if your child of 5 asks you what a cesarean section is.
Mm.
Okay? Be ready, be resourceful, be ready to go and search with them. Then you become the guide. Okay? Mom, do you know that you're getting divorced? And you are shocked. But they are discussing. So your ability to navigate these things, be a resource. Do not be replaced by Google. All right? Mm-hmm. Get into Google, find out what is a vape. You don't even know what a vape is. Right? But maybe your child is also seeing things on your social media platform or your usage, which tells them that it's okay to sit at table with everybody holding their gadgets. We are eating, but everybody's...
I know, right?
Okay? That is where the social murder comes in.
Mm.
So essentially, this is the way you guide, by being an expert or being knowledgeable yourself, and where you are deficient, topping up your knowledge.
Great.
So it's important to be there.
It's important to be there. So then again, Nate, would you suggest any age that you think that it's okay to start really introducing, you know, our children to social media? I mean, not the babies where you leave them on, you give them YouTube, kits and all those things, but where they begin to really interact and socialize with the bigger world.
Adam, last week I heard people saying below 12 or from 12 and so on and so forth. Let me be controversial here. Mm. Listen, bed party pictures and everything you post to video calls with relatives and all, you have introduced them. Have you not? You have. Okay. And you see, technology caught up with so many things, right? We used to stand behind bed cake, mineral, mm-hmm. a candle, and whatever, and it was black.
Exactly.
So when you say 3D or you say IV or whatever, that is the life we are leading. Mm. So the little videos you see of little toddlers dancing like adults. Eden, my sister, we have introduced them a long, long time before that 12th birthday party.
Okay? Yeah.
So the important thing is responsible usage.
Okay.
And like I said, if your children know and if you are guarded, and you know the content. They're breaking their parents' passwords, Adam. So as the mind develops, as you start to think more, should I say, maturely, even as a child, some of these rules should be apparent to you. You can have a very mature 6-year-old who is controlling a family and is the one you depend on as a parent, even though they have older siblings. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, there are situations.
So you try to spread the positives and minimize the negatives. somebody described an HL child as a telephone no wire. Give her the chance, she'll tell you everything about her house right now.
I know.
And everything that goes on in the house.
I encountered one.
Right? Okay. So how do you get that child to realize that, hey, sharing information is a serious thing?
Mm.
How in heaven did you share your location here? How does your friend have a picture of mommy and daddy's bedroom? Okay. So the age thing is important. The duration of screen time is important, but more importantly is our awareness that we are bringing up kids of this age and they are immersed down the road.
Mm-hmm.
A toddler can tell you that, mommy, Jojo has his phone at the dining table. Why are you allowing that?
Yeah.
Because they have understood. Allow Jojo, because Jojo gives you pressure and can act up. Okay? Teenagers have a lot of engine capacity, a lot of power, but they rarely use their brakes properly. Okay? I have a powerful vehicle or tool. I need brakes. I need airbags, and so on and so forth. So what we are saying here is that the age thing, yes, it's mindful, and we're looking at their development and what their mind can take. That is good. But know that you have set the culture, you set the pace, and you need to be able to regulate it. Okay? So all these TikTok challenges and things, parents are doing it, children are doing it. Okay? If it takes a left turn whilst you took a right turn, you need to know. I lost my child at this point. Okay? Maybe I let them see too much. Somebody's mother was dressing and said, mommy, you are wearing a puskeleke. And they used a few terms, and the mother was like, what? Where did you learn this
from?
And it opened a door to the kind of exposure, the kind of things that children know. We are not, or we do not have the monopoly we used to have over information, over knowledge, over exposure that we used to have over our children. They have it at their fingertips. And in many ways, in many scenarios, we provided it.
Great.
So we have a responsibility to make sure that they are safe. There's a movie, I've forgotten the name. I'll recommend it to Home Affairs. And then maybe we can even have a movie session where all our listeners have watched it. And we come and look at things that could have been done better. But essentially, a parent gave a child a tablet for her 15th birthday. That child ended up being groomed online by an adult who said he was around her age. And sexually abused.
Mm.
All right? And this child believed she was in love with the person even when and after they found out the person was an adult.
Wow.
This child met the adult at a mall and told a lie to her parents. It was her friend who saw who she met who raised alarm. Okay?
But the person succeeded in grooming. The title of the movie.
I'll get you the title.
Yeah.
And should I say suggested reading material, viewing material for parents on Home Affairs.
Yeah.
And maybe once a month we can have a feedback where we actually do our own question and answers. And you'll be amazed what people share about their social media blunders.
Hmm.
Okay. And how some have had to explain not so pleasant or intent on their own platform to their children.
Great.
Who are shocked and sometimes even disappointed.
Unfortunately, right, we had a lot of challenges, but we will have to plan to have these conversations very often. But not just before we go, my last question I want to ask you. Last week we had a guest in the studio. She, the woman in the studio who talked about the fact that all of a sudden she realized that her daughter was beginning to manifest certain attitudes. And in as much as she didn't tell us the full story, it was as though somebody was beginning to get the mind of the child. And then it was beginning to affect her psychologically, education and everything. And they had to take the gadgets from her. I just wanted to find out, if you have permitted your child to be on social media and they're using the devices, and I'm careful to say that you have talked about responsible usage, and that's when you, the parent, you're in there and being knowledgeable and helping them to use it responsibly, and you know, trying to explain all the concepts around it to them. If you're putting all of these things in place, are there things that you can still see, observe around your child that will make you feel like or know that, or that will alert you or alarm you that your child is probably getting a big neck too deep into social media? They're not being, are there things that you will see that will make you start realizing that no, probably it's time to totally withdraw or take some more precautions?
Yeah. So, Adam, very quickly, I know we're out of time.
Yeah.
You know your child. And I pray and hope that you know your child, right?
Mm.
Sadly, some parents do not know their children.
Hmm.
Okay. And therefore, when I say changes in behavior, changes in personality, they'll be blind and oblivious of this. But there are parents who know their children.
Yeah.
Suddenly, I want to wear these kinds of clothes. Suddenly, I'm doing these things and I'm really seriously and intensely acting up when I deny these things. Right? Hmm. A child who was diligent with schoolwork and other things. Changes are important flags, indicators that must be followed up. Who is my child talking to? Why are they using these words, these phrases?
Hmm.
Okay? Why are they now dancing like this or teasing each other like this? So changes, and I'm coming from the premise where I insist and assume that you know
your child.
You brought this person into the world. You've watched them grow. When something changes, before me, the psychologist, Edwin, you should know.
Great.
Sometimes you see them and you fail to respond to them, or maybe you've also been swallowed in the swamp that says it is cool. A child no longer wants to go to church with you. Why? What changed? This child was so, you know, into church and the activities, looking forward to it. Now they are looking for an opportunity to duck out of social engagement, which is done or undertaken as a family unit. Adam, why?
Hmm.
Mommy, I'm not feeling well. You people go and come and so on and so forth. So know your children and start looking out for these changes. Things. They saw something and they took the child off. There are issues of withdrawal and dependence that maybe we'll have another program to discuss then.
Exactly.
Because once I'm used to something, when you take it away, I feel the pinch. We call it withdrawal.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
The same way you can feel it when you haven't had your alcohol, if your body is used to it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we talk now of addictive behaviors and not just addictive substances. There's pathological shopping. Can you believe that? Just because you can go online, the things are there, you are clicking. If you have the money, you spent. So our children are addicted and dependent, and so are we, the adults.
Hmm.
And so we look out for these signs, and then we start to modify them. Hopefully, not harshly, but in the spirit of partnership that I mentioned. Hmm. Add an R to parents and get partner and start working.
Right.
Okay? They have an input, and as they get older, you recognize and respect that input, but you still guide it and shape it and mold it.
Sure.
So once again, apologies to listeners about the technical, you know, gaff, but this is a big area we can't let go of.
Yeah.
When we hear our politicians saying digitization, please, there's digital parenting, right? And we need to get on top of it. And let me add, it is possible.
Let's build
the children we want.
Great.
Don't let them build themselves. When you go to the seamstress or the hairdresser, you tell them what you want.
Mm.
So why should you do freestyle with your children?
With your children.
Adam.
Thank you very much, Naughty. And I will get in touch with you for the title of the movie. We've been meaning to have a parents' forum forever. I think that this is the time, and we'll need your support. You've made some suggestions, and Daniela, please note them.
Let's dictate the movies, Adam.
Yes.
We'll dictate what parents are, and we'll come back on this wonderful platform, and we'll get what parents learned.
Great.
Right?
Daniela, please make note. Dotte has made some serious commitments, and we are going to hope, because we're going to be walking this path with him and tapping from his knowledge all the way down, so that we will be happy to be the parents that we really desire to be. Dotte, thank you very much for joining us. So we'll be following you.
Thank you.
And we'll be jossing you.
Oh, by the end deliver. Of the day, I'll send you the name of the movie. It's okay. A movie I send out often. Yeah.
Great, great. Thank you so much. Let me come to you, Ochami. Brakwami, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, great. So we have, last week we had a lot of conversation with you, and today we've delved into another angle of the conversation. And
beautiful.
Right from the beginning, everybody, even from last week, we have all said that, look, you're doing good, right? If you have to also send some message out there to parents again on this subject matter, please, what will it be? We're not saying that you're perfect. We know that, you are also learning as you're going, you know.
Yeah.
But you have your fellow parents around you, around the same subjects. What would you be telling them?
I think that what I would like to say is that we cannot blame food for obesity. Yes. In the same way, we cannot blame social media for addiction. You know, we can't blame alcohol for addiction. It is the user, you know. And as parents, I always say that for example, a boy's frontal cortex is not fully developed until 24 or 25.
Mm.
And it's the frontal cortex that is responsible for good social behavior and correct analysis. So, as a parent, you are your children's frontal cortex until they leave your house. You know, so let us not think that because we are busy looking for money.
Which is important.
Yes, which is important, but it is not as important as spending time with your child and building confidence, building your confidence in them and theirs in you so much that there's a proper connection, so they can come and talk to you about what they are feeling, what they are seeing, and where they are going mentally.
Great.
So, all that I want to say is, let us be present.
Be present.
Both physically, mentally, and spiritually with our children. Then once we build that connection, that spiritual connection or psychological